not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I was on the subject of what happened when I first woke up and I realized how many levels we were being attacked from my two mentors, Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller. And after being under the bed for a month and coming out, I decided to try to find out how to get back at them. Now, one of the ways that they may very well attack us is through our food supply. And have you ever thought for a moment what would happen if the food on the grocery store shelves dried up and there wasn't any place to go to get food? And the only way you could get food is to bow down and go to the government and let them vaccinate you or put you through an interrogation to decide whether you're with them or whether you're with the terrorists. And you may wind up being in a prison camp. So I'll tell you what I did. I went online and I found some food that I could buy to stock up. And I made a bad mistake at that time, folks. I stocked up with 3 months' worth of food. I made the mistake of opening up a package to try it, to test it, to see how good it was. And I have to tell you, it was so good that lazy me, for the next 3 months, I didn't cook anything. I just ate the food. So at any rate, I'm buying some more to stock up, and I'm thinking seriously of putting these people up on the website as a sponsor. And I would implore you to buy some to stock up on it just in case they use it as a weapon against this, the lack of food. But also, I will tell you, I've used this food. I've ate it. I've ate all of their different packages with their different products. And it is delicious food, so delicious that if you open the pack and you decide to try it out, you might do as I did and quit going to the grocery store and quit cooking for a few months. I don't advise you to do that, but I do advise you to put some in your closet and stock it up just in case. Now, I got another product I'm going to talk to you about. And this is what I want to get some input on from you today, but I've got a caller on the line. I got Malcolm in Illinois. Let's go to Malcolm first. Malcolm, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Malcolm?
I'm doing fine. I just had to laugh at you when you mentioned you ate your food.
I bought this stuff. I mean, when Stadtmiller and Alex Jones woke me up, I mean, first you die the death, then you crawl under the bed, and you go to the gun show, and you buy your weapons and bullets and your bulletproof vest, and you start worrying about how many ways they can attack you. So I bought a bunch of food to stock up in my closet, and I decided to try it. One package of it, and it was so good that I was so lazy I quit going to the grocery store and I ate all the food. So that's how good it was. Very good food. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
what's
good
on your
advertisement.
Mind?
Yeah, but what I wanted to ask you, it was if you knew concerning, I was looking at, trying to look at the debate with Ron Paul when it was in all Spanish and or whatever, Mexican, forgive me for being not being educated on which station it was, Spanish or whatever. But they asked him a question, and it had something to do with Hugo Chavez, yes. And they were booing Ron Paul. So I was just wondering if you knew what the question was that they asked him and what was he explaining to them that made them boo him.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I didn't follow all of the debates. I don't know what the question was exactly, but I could visualize them booing Ron Paul because, excuse me, Hugo Chavez is not the terrorist in which the mainstream media conveys. He's done a lot of good things not only for his own people, but he's also given discounts on heating oil to our own people up in the Midwest, the North, up in Wisconsin area. He's given discount on the heating oil with his company, I believe it's Citgo Petroleum. And the powers that be don't like that because they want to be in collusion on the prices. I'll hold you over real quick.
Okay.
I've got to go to a break,
all
Malcolm.
Right.
And then after that, I'm going to go to DJ in Illinois. So hold with me, DJ. We'll be back. And three.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I have Malcolm on the line, and Malcolm, I have to tell you, all right, because it's my listening audience, I have to give kudos to my listeners because I'm not the be-all and end-all. I don't know everything, but what I don't know, they do. I had a caller that called in during the break, just got a Skype message that says the booze came at that debate when Ron Paul said to open trade with Cuba. And that answers your question.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Thank you a lot. All right. Now I see. All right. Can I just give one idea away before
Sure, go
I
ahead.
Go? Yes,
go ahead.
One idea that I have in spreading Ron Paul messages, me and a few other people, what we're doing is we're making DVD discs, which we're burning, you know, information of Ron Paul on the disc, and we're making a lot of these discs, and just simply taking them throughout the city and just passing around. I'm like just going to universities and just like putting a lot of these discs right with the newspapers and the pamphlets that they have on the shelves at these universities and just passing it out freely. I'm not asking for a dime to do this. Basically, I'm doing this all on my own energy and just passing out these discs to get Ron Paul's message out there to whoever is willing to listen to him. So I figure that's another idea of, you know, helping Ron Paul and fight against this tyranny that's trying to, you know, throw these other front runners in our face. You know?
Oh, yeah. Man, well, I'll tell you what, Malcolm, that's an excellent idea. And anything that we can do to get the word out, because we're certainly not going to get it out. They're not doing any kind of a job at all of getting it out in mainstream media. So that, again, I commend you for that, sir. Okay, Malcolm, got to run.
You.
Got another caller. Thank you,
sir.
I appreciate the call. And by the way, before I go to my next caller, I want to thank that caller that called in that answered Malcolm's question, because I didn't see the debate and I didn't know the answer. Again, thank you. So let's go to DJ in Illinois. DJ, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Anyway, you are more on the nose of food being used as a weapon than you have any idea. I used to farm.
Did I lose her? Hello? Okay, she used to farm. DJ, I'm sorry, we got disconnected somehow. If you want to call back in, I'll be happy to pick up the call, DJ. While we're waiting on DJ, and by the way, the phone lines are open, folks. 800-31. What's that? Oh, she's back. DJ, have I got you back? Hello, DJ.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's because we're up here in this ice storm or what happened.
Okay. But, well, anyway, you're mentioning that you don't know how right on I am about using food as a weapon. Expound on that.
Okay. Remember what was done in the Soviet Union. They took the people that knew how to farm. Soviet Union could feed their own. They didn't have to have imports. They took the people who knew how to farm, the generational knowledge and wisdom. You have to have generational knowledge when it comes to land, because you may have something only happen once every 30 years, once every 50 years. You have to have the generational knowledge. They took those people. After that, I don't remember the year, the crop was harvested in the bins. They emptied the people's houses, and the bins and all the foodstuffs were locked up. They starved to death in their houses, or they were shot if they tried to get out.
Yes, I heard something about that, and this is why, you know, as I mentioned, DJ, you know, I'm looking at bringing a couple more sponsors on the network, and one of them is for food that you can store up, very inexpensive, and it's delicious food. That story I told you is a true story. I did do exactly that. There's another one I'm going to get into, but yes, the facts are that, you know, indeed, they will use food as a weapon. They will wipe out the grocery store shelves because they want you to come to them hat in hand, you know, to be interrogated, to take their vaccines or whatever. As a matter of fact, I noticed that they're starting to set up clinics in grocery stores, in Walmarts. Have you noticed that, DJ?
I don't walk in a Walmart. I haven't walked in a Walmart except for, I think, a couple of middle-of-the-night ones in probably 2.5 years.
Well, let me make this clear. I did not walk into Walmart to buy anything. Okay, I walked into a Walmart because my wife walked into a Walmart to buy something, not at my behest. I tried to convince her to go to Fry's or Safeway.
It pays to actually go certain places just to check things out occasionally.
And that's the argument that she got into me with me. She said, you know, there's different places. Sometimes she'll go to Safeway or to Fry's or to Walmart, depending on how cheap the milk is in a certain place or what's on sale. And, you know, I am more, as far as the food is concerned, you know, I am more about not buying their, you know, their shirts and their clothes and so forth, because I know it's made by slave labor. So I didn't really press the argument too much on the food.
But you guys aren't going far enough in the food. That's what I'm trying to get across.
And this is what I'm...
Pardon?
Go ahead. I was going to say,
I'm sorry,
okay,
we're starting at the same time. Go ahead,
that's
please.
Right. I was just going to say, and this is why I am... going to bring up a sponsor for myself, or, you know, that helps me with the network, that will offer this, because I believe in it, I've used it, and it's delicious food, and it's inexpensive as well. So go ahead. Yeah. You got the floor.
We need to do exactly what you just said. There is no doubt everyone needs to do that. Everyone needs to be starting to sprout. Everyone needs to be getting their own salad garden because of the USDA's latest crap of trying to destroy every farm market, every little bitty produce stand, all the leafy green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
That comment period ended, I believe, the 5th or the 7th of November. I'm not sure which. But anyway, what happens with the producers? You can eat if people work together when you do not have the manufacturing jobs. You may just live. During the Depression, there were farmers who lost everything, who were very wealthy, because they fed the peoples of the area. I know of one lady who is a granddaughter of someone who did that. Anyway, what I'm getting at is the farm delegations from America who went over to the Soviet Union to the mega farms over there who were run by no one who had owned it for generations, no one who had a stake in that land, no one who had the ability to pass it down to their children if they cared for it properly as best they knew how, and to actually help the Soviet people get back into production. Why? Because the peoples who knew how to feed the nation were murdered, were genocided. That is what has been going on here without doing a genocide. You're talking about your 80s land price crash, the farm that went out. Go and look up the movie, oh dear, what's it called, Country? It's true. It is.
That was with Jessica Lange and Mel Gibson?
Not Mel Gibson. That was The River that had Mel Gibson and Sissy Spacek. Country had Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard.
Okay.
But both of them are true. What is happening now is an attempt to take everyone who has the generational knowledge and the ties to the land off. Because even though we have lost our manufacturing, those people who have the knowledge, who still have the equipment, can change from the commercial poison chemical to others, to better, faster.
Right, and that's
one
and
crop cycle.
Yeah, their agenda is to make us totally dependent on them. And they'll use that as a weapon. Okay, well, listen, DJ, thank you so much. I appreciate the input. I wanted to bring up...
Hey, Michael?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know exactly what year it was. Derry Brownfield in his broadcast. Please go back in the archives, folks. I'm guessing it's a good 2 months back. Somebody uncovered actual legislation to take the family farms out.
Okay, back about 2 months.
I'm guessing. On that.
Okay, well, and I'll tell you what, I thank you so much for the call, because I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you expounded on that, because it's one of the sponsors I'm going to bring up, folks, and this is one of the ways to fight back. They're fighting us on several – by the way, thank you for the call, DJ. I appreciate the input.
Thank you.
Folks, and again, we have to fight back in our own way. We fight back with information. We fight back by educating people. We fight back on knowing what they're trying to do to us and – preparing for it, and one of them is with food, and DJ is absolutely right. But I want to go a step farther here, because I wanted to get some input from the listening audience on this. Now, I don't know about the rest of the country. We have 50 states here, but in Maricopa County, Arizona, and this has been going on for a while, it's been going on ever since I've been here, but they have these vans that they park along the side of the road, and they are just absolutely infested in Scottsdale, Arizona. I find them every once in a while in Phoenix and Glendale and so forth. But they have these vans that as you drive down the road, they will take your picture if you're speeding, if you're going over a certain amount over the speed limit. And then as you go by the van, they will take a picture of the license plate, and then they will send you a ticket in the mail. Now, what I have noticed in Maricopa County is that over the past couple of years, they have been installing cameras at the top of the poles on the traffic lights. So if you were to not necessarily run a red light, but go through a caution light that is timed at a specific point in time, they will take your picture as well, and they will again send you a ticket in the mail. Now, why do they do this? They're claiming it's about safety, but it's not about safety. It's about revenue. As most of the listening audience knows, that they have incorporated most of these cities, and this city, and I'm a prime subject of this, folks, because I've been into court a couple of times this year, once on my in defense of my own behalf, but also once in my stepdaughter's behalf, and I have seen this immaculate system that they have concocted to meticulously produce revenue from people, and these traffic citations that they're getting now, non-personal, are part of that. When I get back from the break, I'm going to expound on that a little bit further, and I want to find out if other people are experiencing that in other states. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was talking about these vans and these cameras that are going up on the light poles for the traffic lights now to bust us, at least in Maricopa County, and I know it's happening in several parts of the country. Austin, Texas is one of them, to increase their revenue under the guise of safety. Now, don't get the wrong idea. I'm not advocating people, you know, run red lights and speed. But I know that they have parked these, and I've been a victim of these on a number of occasions throughout my tenure in Phoenix, Arizona. And they have parked these things in locations where it's very, very – I mean, they basically trick you. So I've had occasion – I've looked at the system. I've seen it twice in the courtrooms, and they have it meticulously down to just a revenue stream for the corporate city. And these cities are propping up all over the place. I think the last count there was 27 states throughout the nation that are doing this, and there's more on the way. Plus, they are they're coming up with new forms of technology. The reason I say that is that I am looking at bringing another sponsor up here that has a solution to this. Now, I'm going to have my engineer play a clip for you, and I'm curious to find out, number one, if this is happening in your state. And number two, if I brought this sponsor on, folks, if you would participate and purchase this product that would offset this revenue stream. It would help you to get you out of tickets, points on your driver's license, traffic school, if you will. And as important as that town amount, that would be the money that you spend on the traffic tickets. I'm curious to get the input, but I'm going to have my engineer play a clip from you from a local Austin television station. So let's go with the clip, Michael.
Austin intersections will soon have red light cameras, and if you run a red light, the camera will take your picture and the city will send you a ticket. The goal of the pilot program is to save lives. But our Chris Willis found out someone else has another goal, trying to skirt the system and make a buck.
Like it or not, red light cameras are coming to Austin. As you can imagine, the opinions intersect.
Well, it's just a money-making deal, in my opinion. It's just about generating money to the city.
And for me, it's about saving lives.
Councilmember Jennifer Kim's pilot plan will hit the city council by the end of September. Cameras will soon follow, and already there's a product that claims to beat the system.
I'm just trying to protect myself.
It's called Photo Blocker, and some say it makes your license plate and your vehicle invisible to traffic cameras and toll booths. It costs about $30 a can, and installation is as easy as a Sunday drive.
The manufacturer suggests that you actually take your license plate off the car and make sure that it's clean, and then put on four even coats.
This spray is obviously something that we're going to visit with other cities to see, you know, what's their experience been? What are they doing to combat that?
Assistant City Manager Rudy Garza says, mess with the cameras, you'll get exposed.
It's not like, you know, I'm trying to break the law or do anything illegal.
And finally, the big question, does it work? We sprayed it on one of our license plates and simulated a traffic camera flash. As you can see, the reflection blinded our camera, leaving nothing but a full screen of white flash. In Austin, Chris Willis, KXAN, NBC Austin.
Austin intersections will soon have red light cameras, and if you...
Okay, folks. Now, do me a favor, Michael, and back off the, whatever the feedback is so I can hear myself. But at any rate, I'm looking at the possibility of bringing this company on as a sponsor to my show, and I'm curious, is this happening in your state with these vans and also the cameras going in on the top of the poles? And secondly, if I offered that product, would you consider purchasing? It's very inexpensive. I understand that one can of this stuff would be good for six license plates, and it basically, when that picture is taken, would just be nothing more than a flash, and they wouldn't be able to see what your license plate is or how it reads. So with that, I'm tossing that out there because I'm looking at this as a sponsor, and I'd like to get your input from it. So let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Alabama, as far as I know, Alabama doesn't have any tag photo. They don't take pictures of your tag. But they have a new license tag with an RFID in it, and they do have a machine that can read your RFID in the dark. And so... I don't know if there's any product to block that RFID signal, but they read your RFID and then they mail you a fine or they add it to your tag renewal fee.
Right. In my negotiations, Richard, with this gentleman I've been dealing with, evidently, and I'm just talking about one particular product here. Now, with an RFID chip, they have to have a point A and a point B to be able to monitor the amount of time elapsed between your vehicle passing from that point to the other point. Now, at least in Maricopa County, these cameras that are up on the light poles and the vans that are parked on the side of the road, this one product that I'm speaking of would offset that. Now, I will say that this particular company does have a number of other products that are able to, in light of what you're talking about with the equipment that they have, they are able to detect that equipment ahead of time, so you, if you have an RFID chip in your tag, will know that you are approaching that particular equipment.
Well, I'd buy that.
Okay, and this is what I'm
negotiating. We know where they are anyway. They're just set up on a pole, but they're up high on a pole, at least, so how can you get at them?
Well, no, it's equipment that allows you to know that it's coming and slow down beforehand. In other words, that you are approaching it, Richard. But anyway, I'm negotiating with this guy, and I'm finding out what all the products he has, and I'll keep you guys posted. I'm just curious as to whether it would be usable for you. We'll take a break. I'll hold you over, Richard, if you've got more. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back. Phone lines are open, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see, is Richard still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Richard? Okay, yeah, did you?
They're going to use this RFID not just to enforce speeding, but also to enforce mandatory insurance, to enforce vehicle inspections, to catch people with expired driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you for metered parking, charges for road tolls. This is amazing. They'll catch you for anything and everything.
You know what? It's going to come down to where they're going to charge you for passing gas, Richard.
Yes, I guess that too.
Okay, and yes, you're right. I know that those are on the way, and I do know. And as I said, I'm in negotiations with this gentleman. He was telling I had to cut him off because I was preparing for my show, but I was talking to him. He was sharing with me a number of new pieces of equipment that they have that will indeed protect individuals from at least the speeding part or the traffic violation part of it. Now, you know, I don't think there's anything that's going to protect one against insurance, you know, or that type of thing. But as far as the speeding, you get caught up in that trap, and I have been in the trap. And the revenue, that the ticket that I got back in February was $300. There's points that go on your driver's license. It was a misdemeanor. They put you into a database. I mean, and then you get a letter from the Bureau of Transportation. I mean, the collusion is unbelievable with this. And what I'm saying is that anything that I can do to help myself and to help my listening audience to fight back against this, you know, I'm ready to do, and I just want to get the input from the listening audience as if they would participate. And so, but I agree with you, that stuff is coming. But as they come out with this stuff, you know, I'm sure that the other side is going to be looking for ways to fight that as well. Hello, are you still with me, Richard?
Yeah, your voice is faint, but I hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Is it better now?
I guess that's all I had to say.
All right, well, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your input, Richard. Let's go to Vince in Montana. Vince, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, I got an excellent fundraiser for you and a little bit way to expand this defeating this RFID and this monitoring technology.
Lay it on me.
If you just go to Google, you Google RFID Zapper.
RFID Zapper.
Yep, and there's numerous plans out there for little devices that generate a strong electromagnetic field that zaps, literally burns out the RFID chip. You can also do it in a microwave, but this is a portable little device that after you monitor it, you can put it up next to it. It's disguised as a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's actually built inside of a portable of a disposable camera, and uses a coil setup to generate and the battery discharged and to generate a strong electromagnetic field that fries the RFID chip. I think this
Have you used this, Richard?
No, I haven't used it yet.
Okay, because I know, you know, and I'm a firm advocate, you know, before I put anything forth to my listening audience, that I want to test it, make sure it works.
There's a lot of technical guys out there that can play with this thing, but
yeah.
Anyway, there is a privacy advocacy group in Germany that wants to manufacture and sell these devices, so it might be a good little revenue raiser for you to sell these devices along with that spray, and they also make a plastic cover for those license plates that does the same thing.
Now, the plastic cover that I've seen, and by the way, the reason I'm doing this is not only to help myself, but to help the listening audience, and also, you know, to pay my expenses for doing this show.
Yeah.
So the plastic license plate covers that I've seen is kind of it's a small, it's not flat. It's kind of a triangle type of thing. And, you know, it works. But if you get pulled over by a police officer and he sees that, then you get hassled or harassed. I'm not sure if it's legal or illegal in this state or any other
state.
The
coding idea is much better.
Right, because it's invisible. You cannot see it. If you get pulled over by a police officer, he can't tell that you even have it on there. And yes, I like that idea better. I am going to be testing it to make certain it works before I offer that to the listening audience. But the input that I wanted to get is, you know, first of all, how many states are being affected by this? And number two, would they buy it from me? Because it's inexpensive. It's only like $30, you know.
Well, they do know that an electromagnetic field does fry the RFID chips. That's a fact.
Well, I'll tell you this, Richard. I'll be looking into that one as well, because as you know, their technology coming down the pike. They want to be able to cite you for anything. As a matter of fact, I was where did I see this? It seems like that I had spotted – there was a commercial on it one time that I saw that was intermixed with these pharmaceutical commercials, you know, the ones where they invent diseases and they try to convince you that you have them. Mm-hmm. And it was something about insurance and the fact that you would lose your license if you were pulled over and they found out that you didn't have it or if it had lapsed or something of that nature. And I don't – but they seem to be stepping this up. And as a matter of fact, my son had a conversation with him this morning who is telling me that in Indianapolis they are now setting up stops to where if you make a left turn – and remember, they're changing a lot of these laws, but they're not letting the public know that they're changing these laws. And if you make a left turn in Indianapolis and you do not proceed that – same in the same lane. In other words, you know how sometimes you'll make a left turn and you'll go to the middle lane or the outside lane when you make a left turn. I guess in Indianapolis now, if you don't stay in the same lane of which you made the turn, they're going to give you a ticket for that as well.
Oh yeah, there's never been an offensive or a control device that didn't have a countermeasure. There'll always be a countermeasure. Another interesting one is the new taser-proof fabric that's come out. That's nice stuff.
The taser-proof fabric. Now that's an interesting one. And it's basically a
Faraday cage grid.
You know, I've watched a couple of hundred of these 3.35 million taser clips of these police officers, and I happen to be into a spy store or something like that, but they have all these weird little novelty gadgets in there, and they had tasers in there. Now, I'm just wondering, you know, just off the cuff here, let me toss this out at you. You know, I saw a clip of a guy that got out of a van. And the cop didn't. My understanding is they're supposed to warn you if you don't do this, they're going to taser you. If you don't stop or you don't do what they say, they're going to taser you. And this cop didn't do anything. He just tasered the guy. And I'm just wondering, if you had something like that and you turned around, and you whipped out a taser and you tasered him back, what do you think they'd do?
Well, you'd be guilty of assault.
Well, how come they're not guilty of assault if you didn't do anything?
This is obvious. They're above the law.
But you know what the best offense to that is? Is to have, I mean, it might be expensive to do, I don't know. In that spy store, I was looking at all these little cameras. They're very, you know, like smaller than a buttonhole, or smaller than a button, and they're very inexpensive. And I'm wondering if you place those throughout your car or on the rear end of your car or whatever, and you see these situations where these cops come up and they'll drag you right out of the passenger or the driver window of the car or whatever and beat the heck out of you and taser you. If that was caught on camera and it went to court, they would lose. And I'm thinking that would be an excellent defense for some of the stuff that they're doing.
You know, their cars contain the cameras now. But when you, if they detect that you are filming them, they'll tell you to shut the camera off.
Well,
a lot of their cars have automatic cameraing to protect them. But as far as you protecting yourself, you're not allowed to.
Well, but if they don't know that the camera's there, some of these cameras.
Oh, yeah, right, correct.
Right. Yeah. Some of these cameras I'm speaking of are as small. They're almost as small as a buttonhole.
Oh, no, and they are. Could be, they're tiny. They wear you wearing a hat or whatever.
Right. And so, if a good defense attorney gets a hold of something like that and the police department knows that, you know, he has that in his possession, then the charges are immediately dropped.
Sure.
I had an experience with a gentleman here in Phoenix. He wasn't a friend of mine, but he was an associate, a colleague of mine. That got beat up and tasered in his own home about 10 times and dragged off to jail. And he was charged with 4 felony counts of resisting arrest and battery on a peace officer and all this stuff. And they wound up dropping all the charges on him with the agreement that he would never speak about it. I cannot get him to come on the air and talk about it. He won't do it. So obviously they dropped the charges in an agreement that he would never speak about it again.
There are some places where tasers are called for, and there's a lot of crazy people, and you know, I mean, the alternative to tasers is getting shot. So, you know, in some cases, I mean, the taser is actually a lifesaver, believe it or not. But
and I'll tell you, I watched a video clip the other day where a man got tasered, and I have to tell you, the police officers, and by the way, it was on Alex Jones' website. I saw it on Jones' website, and I looked at that video clip. And I said, you know what? If those police officers were justified in tasering that man, and if I were a police officer, I would have tasered him as well. His wife was driving a van, and he was drunk in the back seat, screaming insults at this officer for a good 10 minutes. The video clip was about 25 minutes long. And it got to the point where this officer told him to get out. They actually literally had to crawl into the van, taser him, and drag him out because of his insults. And so there are cases where these police officers are justified. And I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that I don't like police officers. I'm just saying there's a point in time where it's justified and there's a point in time where it's not. And they've gone beyond what they used to have years ago, Richard, with what they would call an attitude check. Their attitude depended on yours. And now I think, and I've talked to Jack McLam, they're being trained to come up with a bad, I mean, you know, to have a bad attitude. They're trained that all of us are subpar to them, number one, and we're all the enemy.
The federally trained, the federally, the ones that go through the federal school get that attitude.
Right, or the Blackwater school or whatever. Right, yeah.
Well, you know, just my point is that for any measure, there is a countermeasure. Always has, always will be. The RFID zapper, though, that's going to be a moneymaker.
Well, I'm going to be looking that one up, partner, and I appreciate the input. Thanks a lot for the call, Richard. Right. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Terry in Washington. Terry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I bought some of that spray-on. It was on another network, and it doesn't seem to work. I tried several different flash cameras on it, and another guy told me, he says he watched a documentary on TV where the guy actually admitted that it was a fraudulent product.
Really?
So I wouldn't use that, but what I did have success with was the Rocky Mountain radar detector jammer. It actually reflects a wave back to the patrol car and causes it to flash error.
Now, what would something like that cost?
See, I paid about $300 at the time I paid for mine, but they've come down. I've seen them advertised for about $250.
About $250, okay.
Yeah, it's worth a speeding ticket.
Yeah, well, no, as I mentioned before, I'm looking, you know, I want to get my hands on a can of this, because what I did was I went in there and I started pulling clips from different television stations across the country, Baltimore and Denver and some other places, and the reporters had tested this themselves, and they claimed that it does work. Now, you know, I don't take anybody at face value on anything because I'm an awakened patriot like you are, and none of us do. You know, we always check it out. But, you know, I want to get a hold of a can of this stuff and try it myself. And, you know, I may just bust a camera at 10 miles over the speed limit just to see what happens. But the man, this particular company has a number of products that are fascinating, just like when I was into that spy store. You know, I look at a lot of the stuff that I had. If I had the money to buy it, it would be great at protecting yourself against some of these, you know, the bad cops, if you will. But what I'm doing is I'm looking for things that would benefit, you know, myself as well as the patriots out there that are inexpensive and we can fight back against this ongoing tyranny. And they're training these people, they're training these police officers to find anything and everything they can to bust us, to get us into the system, and to bleed us for our money, if you will. And I'm not, you know, I know that I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, Terry.
Yeah,
but I appreciate your input on that, and that's why I wanted to open up the phone lines and get some input from people who have either tried it or, you know, if there are those kind of vans in your particular state or, you know, the cameras that are going up on the poles of the red lights and so forth. Because with the amount of money and being in the court system and watching the meticulous, systematic way in which they fleece people – and even the judge, when they make their announcements and so forth, if my stepdaughter would have walked into that courtroom last month and I had not been there and we had not schooled her on what to look for and what not to look for, she'd have pled guilty. She would have pled guilty to four counts, just being naive, and they would have had her by the short and curlies. But because we went in there and because I knew what I was looking for, she's now in a situation where she at least has a public defender and they can plea bargain it down. But this is what they're doing to these people. You know, they're taking these naive people and they're just extracting as much money as they can out of them for the corporate structure entity, which is their city. So anything else you got, Terry?
Yeah, they had you were talking about the RFID chip in the windshield for tolls. They tried that out up here and it was like a waiting line for people going in because their credit cards, apparently it credits it to your credit card, and all the credit card trouble right now, the people are losing their credit cards. So they were getting tickets and people were lined up, and it's just like, it's not a court, it's just a somebody sits there and says yes or no.
Well, you know, it's interesting, as far as these vans that are parked on the side of the road, and this happened to me early on. I wasn't in Phoenix more than 2 weeks when I had originally moved here that I got one of these tickets. I didn't even know, you know, I didn't even know what that van was until I got a ticket in the mail. And they had a toll-free number for me to call. And what's interesting about that toll-free number is when you dial the number, the first words out of the person's mouth that answers the phone is, were you the driver of the vehicle? And as soon as you say yes, they've got you. I learned later on that, you know, you don't want to admit to that. And I know that there are ways of fighting it. I know that, you know, there was a time where I did not have my home address on my driver's license. I had a post office box. And if you got a ticket and you have a post office box on your driver's license, then the only way they can get you is serve you with a subpoena, and they can't serve you with a subpoena because they don't know where you live. So that's one way to get around it. At any rate, you know, they're continually, Terry, coming up with more and more things to trick you into getting into their system, into their database, you know, charging you to go to traffic school, putting points on your driving record, just anything they can do to extricate money out of you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all I had anyway. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Terry. Okay, let's go to Steve in Texas real quick. Steve, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I myself probably would not purchase one of these cans of spray because I've already purchased something else. I've got two do's and two don'ts.
Two do's and two don'ts. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. What I did was I made a $30 investment and a $40 investment. My $30 investment was in a Black's Law Dictionary. My $40 investment was in a book by the Gould Press. It's called Criminal Vehicle Codes, something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But essentially what I did was I learned the law. Now what I don't is contract with the state.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell
you
what.
There's your do's and don'ts.
All right. Well, okay. Well, thank you. Do me a favor. Call in another day and expound on that a little bit. I got to go to a break, and I've got another call on the line, but I'd like to hear more about that. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog,
sure.
American Awakening, with the final segment coming up. Stick with us, folks.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. used. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment here, folks. Got Malcolm calling back. Got some more information for us. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yes,
real quick.
I do. Yes, I do. In Chicago, they do have those same cameras, one that you were just speaking about. I was at an intersection making a permitted right turn, and it caught my car, you know, saying that I passed a red light. So I'm going to contest that ticket. And you also, you had a caller that was mentioning mandatory insurance, and I want to share this with you and the listeners. In Chicago, you have to pay your mandatory insurance. The judge told me, even if you don't have a vehicle, you have to still pay mandatory insurance. Now, I asked her, why would I have to pay mandatory insurance if I don't even own a vehicle anymore? She said, well, the fact that you have a driver's license, and you may be, you know, driving your grandmother's car or your friend's car and get pulled over, that's the reason you have to still pay insurance, even if you don't have a vehicle.
Well, now, wait a minute. Okay, last time I lent a vehicle out to somebody and they wrecked it, they had insurance on themselves, but that insurance did not cover my vehicle because the primary insurer of the vehicle was the insurance that I had on the vehicle, which I bought. So if you don't have a car, maybe the laws are different. I don't know whether no fault is different than regular car insurance. But if you don't own a car, I can't see how anybody could make it mandatory for you to carry car insurance on a car or anybody else's car that you don't own by virtue of the fact just because you have a driver's license. That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense to me either, Michael. And I asked this judge, well, who can I talk to about this? She told me to talk to the Secretary of State, which is Jesse White here in Chicago. The only thing I could see is just it's a racket to make money.
Well, it's all a racket to make money, Malcolm. You know, it's just it's finding our way through this maze and counteracting it or getting it reversed, which is what we're all about and what the listening audience listens to RBN for, is to try to sift our way through this and find some answers. You know?
Right. I think it's important that we have to question some of these rules and where it comes from, like I questioned in the Secretary of State. We have to find out, you know, who's making this stuff up and passing it, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. All right, well, listen, I got to run, Malcolm. The show's about over. Thanks for calling in again. Okay, folks, I'll tell you what, good show today. You know, send me an email. Give me some input on this because I'm getting pro and con on this one particular license plate spray product. I think I'm going to call the guy back and tell him to send me a can. You think I ought to bust through a red light just to see if it works? I don't know. You know, do I have the guts to do that? Of course, well, maybe I'll just go to the local television station and let them snap a picture of me. I don't know. But at any rate, you know, I did view a few of these clips. And according to the clips of these different television stations, it does work. So we'll find out. I'll keep you posted. And if I put it up there, you'll know I've tested it. And, you know, at least from my perspective, it works. With that, now, John, as you know, made a trip out to Phoenix over the weekend. And I think he's back, but he's not – I don't know that he's going to be in today. I was listening to Cash Flow, and James Martinez said that he's recuperating from his trip. If I had to venture a guess, though, I would venture a guess, since today is Tuesday and today is Bob Chapman Day, I'll bet you that it's Robbie Noel that's sub-hosting for John. Because they can both talk finances is why. Anyway, end of another day. Thanks for sharing your 2 hours with me, folks. I will be back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about 50 things they don't want you to know. Maybe not all 50. I don't know if I can cover all that in one show. But then Thursday, I've got second hour, I've got John Onesti coming up for an hour. We're going to talk about economics. And Friday, I've got Dr. Edwin Vieira. Don't want to miss that show. So I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye.